is Ted Kennedy. Annual data from the Census Bureau shows that the war on poverty is not making any progress. In fact, the rich-poor gap in society is getting wider. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Census Bureau released its annual figures on income and poverty the other day. Press accounts noted that the poverty rate in 1988 was 13%, essentially unchanged from the year before. But the numbers tell a darker story. The gap between the wealthiest fifth and the poorest fifth of the population is the largest it has ever been since the Census Bureau began collecting such data in 1947. Last year, the average poor family's income was $4,600, less than half the poverty level for a family of three. 20% of all children live in poverty. The rate is 38% for Hispanic children and a devastating 44% for black children. And all you want to do is talk about capital gains, Al?
Ted, I do agree with you. The figures are daunting. But you know as well as I do that statistics are often gimmicked. Let's not forget all the things the U.S. government has done to improve the plight of the less fortunate in this country. Listen, this year's budget gave $9 billion in aid to families with dependent children, $40 billion in Medicaid payments, $2 billion for the Women and Infant and Children's Feeding Program. The President's drug plan calls for spending $8 billion, most of that to go to fight drug problems in the poverty-stricken inner cities. Hardly turning our backs, Ted. And yes, I will continue to talk about capital gains rates. A strong economy will help both the fortunate and the unfortunate ones in this nation, Ted. And as usual, you always fail to see any hope that continued economic expansion can only help our country's people to help themselves. Your brother said, a rising tide lifts all boats. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.